No, no, no. We ain't doing that.
Welcome to the Dave and Hans Show, 2012, episode 10.
E10,
with your hosts, David Noble and...
Han Noble.
The very noble Han, yes.
For those confused audience members, we are not married. We will never be married. We are not even of the same species, race, sexual preference, mankind.
There's a lot of problems with that concept. Yes. It would be a bizarro universe.
And just go to the website and look at the picture of Han, and then that's another layer to the whole thing.
You would understand.
Okay, let's do Time to Complain.
Time to Complain? Why? What's wrong?
I think every episode so far, and especially I've noticed this in the last episode.
I always pause?
No.
Smile too much.
Our talk is too low. The volume level of our talk is too low.
Are you saying I should speak in a louder voice?
Or no. You do your post, you got to figure out a way to make it louder, or we have to figure out a way.
Okay, I didn't do anything this time, so next time I'll do something about that.
But I'm surprised you don't notice it, because you hear the opening music, like, everyone, pause right now, go to E9, you hear the opening music, and then you hear these little mice whispering in the background, and that's actually us doing the show.
Okay, I will, you know, normalize things so that we're louder in your ears.
Actually, we should close the window, eh?
So
much for our new segment, Time to Complain.
Sorry, if you heard my burp, I apologize.
Oh, actually, I was going to say that episode 10, this is the raw episode.
The funny thing about ginger ale is that it's like this clear orange liquid, and there's no bubbles. I mean, when you pour it, there's bubbles, but when you, it doesn't look like it's like bubbly, but it is.
That's my urine test for tomorrow. That's the wrong glass, Han. Is there bubbles in urine? Well, okay, like, so let's start over, or are we going to keep going?
We'll keep going.
E10, the raw episode. Because
I know, we've just come back from our trips.
No,
and,
it's raw, because while you will still edit what you can afterwards, I'm not going to pause every time I have to fart or take a drink or puke, you know. We're going to just let it... I'm not going to be pressing the pause. Right. Any clicks I make, any noises... There, I just touched my mic, and I'm proud. And you better not cut that out. Actually, you can cut that out.
I cut it.
Good. I'm going to take a drink right now.
Well, this show's off to a great start. You're destroying the show. Stop it.
Oh, so what? I destroy the show, but you destroy the series?
Well, I'm just saying, this is a new year. It's a fresh start. We can begin on a good foot. On the right foot.
Mm-hmm. What if for those who are left-handed?
Don't get it. Is that supposed to be a joke?
I didn't say it right either. Okay, let's do a segment.
Okay.
You know what? I looked at our year-end reviews, reader reviews. Segments are our best segments.
Yeah, I heard that.
Like, they're the top... That's what people basically listen to, hear the segments.
Right after us not speaking.
Was that a joke?
Why don't you go through one of your segments?
Well, you're the leader of the podcast these days. Tell me what...
You have more segments than I do.
Just say the word, bird.
Well, we always start with the strong one, so let's start with
good
old Fakey Five.
Fakey Five. I think I've started the last few times.
I'll start with my Fakey Five.
So far, I have a perfect record for 2012. Go. I've got none wrong.
Over Christmas holidays, I went to Maui, yes.
And Hanukkah holidays. Let's be fair to all our viewers.
Huh? Hmm? And I had a good time. So my Fakey Five is kind of Maui, Hawaii based.
That is such a weird coincidence, because mine isn't.
And so my Fakey Five are animals that are not native to Hawaii. So these are animals.
I know this. I know this already.
These are animals that live there, but one of them.
Do vacationing?
No, all of them. Sorry, all of them are not native. Only one of them is native.
So Fakey Four? What?
So. You have to choose the one that's indigenous, the one that was there before people brought it there.
So you're going to list, you're going to name five animals.
Yes.
Like their names or their species or
I don't have their exact.
Like duck, cow, like whatever we call
kind
that.
Yeah, that
thing. And then all of them are in Hawaii.
Yeah, but only the one.
But only one of them was born there.
Yeah. You may want to turn those off. You
I'll turn that off, you smell wad. I'll just go mute. How's that? Now that might ruin the whole podcast.
You're ruining the podcast now, so every action you take has a ruinous nature to it. Okay.
This is
so
our
the
lot.
First one is a mongoose.
Mongoose, yeah.
Second is the axis deer.
Okay, whatever. I don't know.
Axis deer. It's a small deer. Third is the feral cat. Fourth is wild boar. And fifth is the hoary bat.
The slutty bat, I know it as.
Yes.
Or Batgirl, some people. What? So, all of these can be found in Hawaii.
Yeah, to different varying degrees.
Only one of them was there a long time ago when the others weren't.
Yeah, only one of them existed before people brought it there.
Okay, you got the horny toad, the mongoose, the axis deer.
Feral cat, wild boar.
Cat and boar.
And hoary bat.
So you have bat, cat, boar, whore. Wait. Bat, cat, boar, deer, and mongoose.
That's a delicious soup, by the way. I can give you guys the recipe later.
The bat, I believe... Wait, this is the opposite of what I keep thinking. So someone brought the bat over. Or it just flew over?
Maybe.
I guess no animal could, of all those things, could have got there on their own. Like, how does it work? So they just stow away on a boat? How do they get to the island?
Well, people bring them, yeah. Or...
like, intentionally to...
or maybe they were on a boat, like, in, like they brought some kind of, like, good, and they're in the...
maybe they're on a raft?
They stowed away, like, with the other goods on a boat.
Okay, so a bat is a small thing. I can see it stowing away, so... yeah. But I can also see it also being on the island originally.
Sure, bats are tricky.
So I'm guessing the native, right?
You're guessing the one that, yeah, originally was always there.
Okay, well,
Or there before everything else.
First I thought a bat was the one that for sure was already there, but I thought, if anything can stow away, it's a bat. Okay, so I'm eliminating bat. Plus hoary bat, is that what it was?
H-O-A-R-Y. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
I know, very recently, Hawaii. The funniest, most impossible one... that seemed like you would never make it up. You made it up, so I can't. I could fall into that trap with the bat, but I'm eliminating the bat because
well, all of these are there now.
I know, yeah, yeah. But still, you made one up, or you didn't even make it up. You're not good at that. You just like took it from another list of something similar, and then
should we just call this show the Faggy Five Show?
Okay, so that leaves the regular mongoose, like yep. Bob's your uncle mongoose. What is a mongoose? It's not a goose. It's some sort of rodent thing.
It's like a weasel.
Weasel. Like a weasel. Well, that you know, a weasel can weasel his way onto the island any way he wants.
They're slippery little fellows.
Okay, a deer. How's a deer going to get there, eh? Okay, my answer is the deer.
It was the bat.
What?
It was the bat.
So there you go. You picked the funny one and make me think you would never make that up to be the fake one. It was a fake one.
There were actually only two mammals. The bat and the monk seal are the only mammals that are native
to the island.
I want to
see a video of how this deer ended up on the island.
I don't know how it
ended up there. Okay, unless you can prove it.
I'll send you the link. What's your fakie five?
My fakie five can be proved if you really had the time. Or if you looked it up online, but that's not necessarily the proof. My fakie five are... I'm going to say the top five words that appear in the Bible.
Okay.
That are not prepositions.
So these are...
that are nouns. Top five nouns that appear in the Bible.
So it could be... oh, okay. I don't have to guess them. You have to tell me one
right.
of them is
one
not...
one of them is not one of the top five.
But is it like top six, seven, or eight? Like something tricky like that? Or are you just...
no, it's
okay, just read them.
It's not... It's a frequent word, but not near the top five.
Okay. Is blood one of them?
No. But menstrual is. No. Sin...
okay.
Is number one. Number one is sin. Number two is Lord. Number three is people.
Wait. Two is lore or Lord?
Lord.
Sin, Lord, people.
Number four is God. And number five is King.
Whoa!
Sin Lord, people, God, King.
Well, the problem is that it's been a long time since I've read the Bible.
And even a longer time since you tracked all the words in it.
Yeah. So I'm just going to, like, guess. Can you read them again?
I'll read them backwards. King, God, people, Lord, Sin. I would say Sith, because I was playing Star Wars. But it's Sin. Sin, Lord, people, God, King.
Sin. Okay, so is it a sin? Sin. Next one?
Lord. I don't know if he's even in the Bible.
I think they're going to say Lord often. Okay.
Lord often? That's a...
Lord often?
People. And then this one, a long shot. God. I don't even know. And then King.
My guess is between people and sin. People and sin. I'm going to say people.
People. Yeah. That's your final answer?
Yeah.
It's people.
Oh, baby! I could sniff it out. 2012 is the year of Han.
Unlikely, but I replaced man, which was a real word in the top five, with people.
Oh, man, yeah.
I thought sin, you wouldn't think sin would be up there, eh? Unless, like, is that all the Bible is? Like, this is a sin, this is a sin, this is a sin, this is a sin.
Well, you didn't read the whole story about King Sin.
It's a sin to commit a sin.
King Sin and Lord God. The man.
Yep, I was wrong, you were right. What a reversal from 2011.
Oh. So those of you paying attention and keeping track?
That was the chair.
Okay, David, have you a new word or phrase?
Yes.
What's your...
My new word or phrase is haunting.
Haunting? Like Han as in me, Han?
H-W-A-N-N-I-N-G.
Two N's?
Yeah.
So three N's total.
H-W-A-N-N-I-N-G. Yes, three N's total. Not consecutive three N's.
I would have thought there would be only one N necessary.
But you're wrong.
Okay.
I made the word.
And when let's have a vote. People at home,
when
email
someone,
us.
Or at work.
Okay.
Come on. Let's be realistic. Or
okay,
at
so
church.
What's haunting?
Anyone to a church? Or at culinary school?
Don't drop the pot. So what's the, what's haunting?
Haunting is when, say you want something.
This is starting to get personal.
But rather than say, like, you want it, you try to get the other person to suggest it, and then you just kind of, oh, okay, yeah, if you want, if there's cheese, sure, I'll have some, you know.
That's not haunting. That's passive.
Well, it's kind of called, the new word, the slang phrase for it now is haunting.
Okay.
So if someone, you know, wants...
They don't want to say what they really want.
Yeah. For reasons I don't quite understand.
Politeness.
For politeness. For Korean politeness, for example. So they
is it a Korean thing?
Play a dance around some word game and psychological
I
warfare.
I rarely dance.
To
I do like games.
Try to trick the other person into suggesting it first. It's just... It's silly. And
I rarely do that these days.
I disagree with you.
Okay, well...
Well, there's a Dorito incident, like...
No, I did want the Doritos, and they're here.
Yeah, but we had to go through a little haunting to get there. First of all, you wanted the Doritos, but you didn't go and take them, number one.
Well, I had to convince myself that I didn't want them.
No, now you're... This is cognitive dissonance.
Haunitive dissonance?
Haunitive? Okay, do you have a new word or phrase?
I do. It's not as amusing as yours.
Or is it also haunting, and you needed to haunt me to be able to... For you to suggest it?
My new word or phrase, it's a... I don't know. I guess the phrase is proto... I was going to say proto-Han. Proto-human. Which I looked up, and it means...
Those of you at home who are thirsty or want to get a snack might want to just
yeah.
go proto-human, and get it now while Han describes.
I looked it up. It's an actual phrase in Wikipedia, anyway, which refers to early, very early language, which is like a guttural grunts and stuff. But I don't. Apparently that theory is not very well
theorized.
Thought of. So, for me, anyway, proto-human, this is something I made up while I was in
the toilet?
Hawaii.
Okay.
Yep. The Hawaii toilet. It's a great place. Tropical. Lots of birds and singing.
Mm. Like in Mary Poppins.
Yes. turtle human refers to people.
I have a new word phrase.
Mostly people in university.
Mary Poppins toilet. I don't know what it means, but it sounds good. Go. Sorry.
It does. Just a spoonful of sugar.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay.
But now I'm allowing you to continue.
Proto-human people, mostly people in university. Like, so when I was in Hawaii, I was talking to some people who happen to be teachers and dealing with university students, and they were talking about how, you know, they have no idea what life is. They just, like, want to get good grades, and they want to get out of school kind of thing. You know, that's all they're interested in. Those are proto-humans. They don't understand what life really is about or what to do with their lives.
Am I a proto-human?
No.
Am I human?
You're human now. Okay. Proto-humans are people who are just still, they don't even know, like, they're not fully formed humans, essentially, you know?
But they are essentially a fully...
They're essentially human, and they're essentially, you know,
they're fully formed.
Up, and they could procreate, and they could whatever, you
Is
know?
That slang for...
Live.
What?
Yep. So that's my new word of phrase, proto-human. Which is a totally different definition than the one that's in Wikipedia. Proto-humans.
Did you hear that at home? Just if you're keeping score, it's don't follow the Wikipedia definition.
Yep.
That's so 2011. We have the new definition here. You heard it first on the Dave and Han show.
E10.
This will be referenced in the Wikipedia soon, eh? When they update the proto-human article.
So, David, would you rather...
Yes.
Know whenever someone is thinking about you and how...
Whoa. Know whenever or whatever?
Whenever and whatever.
So, I know... Like, right now, I know you're thinking about me and I know what you're thinking about?
No, only if it's, like, pertaining to you. So, if I'm thinking, man, I wonder where the hell David is, you'll think, oh, you'll like, that's...
Pick that up.
You'll pick that up. You'll, like, oh, Han's wondering where I am right now.
Wherever you are in the world?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go on. Or?
Or, you can always tell when someone is consciously lying.
Hmm. This could be the first good would-you-rather since we started the segment.
So one is, like, this crazy, like... You get an update, like a
the first one
feed.
The first one is
and
good
what they're thinking.
For personal reasons. The second one could be used for financial reasons. Although, if you just had it and you could never explain scientifically how you have this ability,
yeah,
then
you can't.
You can't really, like...
No, but you know yourself. It's like, oh, I can tell that person's lying on whatever. You always...
Yeah. Why was that so funny?
It's hilarious. They're both
Oh my
very
God,
tempting.
Mine's going to suck so much. Mine already sucked. Even without that one, mine sucked. I think we're going to skip mine, but anyways.
What? We're only 20 minutes in. This is a disaster.
Actually, I have a new segment after this. It's called Tell Us About Hawaii.
This is okay, sure.
Let me explain how that works.
I will. This was a deep one. You want to come back to it? Oh, dear.
I think I'd have
to... Should this be a two-part episode?
I would say the second one, because I think...
Really?
I would think the second one, you could somehow make money off it, and, like, I think you get some financial gain and some wealth, like, and the other one's kind of like...
Well, the second one, definitely in poker, you can
yeah,
always...
Yeah, there you go,
like,
yeah, so that...
Just right then and there, it's like,
okay.
I can win every poker game. I
okay,
can be the world's
so
best
I
poker
extra
champion.
Pick the second one, then. But like, the first one is you don't really need the first one is just like for people who are like you know like you're not supposed to care what other people think, right? So then, like, what do you care what people think? Isn't that like famous?
Well, that's this famous Feynman quote.
Yeah.
But
so
if you have that ability,
no, but
you
like,
could totally tap into that as a resource.
But
for yourself.
Then what? So then, like, then I know that you don't like me and
yeah,
you hate
you can
doing
waste
this
your
podcast.
Time with that. Or you could
no,
stop wasting
I
your time.
I've been playing poker
or...
for my life, making millions. Number two,
okay.
No, well, I have to make a number two right now. So we're going to pop.
Well,
I do, actually. But
so
we're
I'm
not
glad
gonna...
you enjoyed that one. It was
okay.
A hard one to pick out.
Now, let me do mine. You ready for this?
Okay, yeah.
Would you rather...
Yes.
...spend 6 months in the Arctic or the desert?
Whew.
Not, like, as punishment, just as... You know, like, living in one of those... Which extreme would you want to kind of...
The truth is, I would
for
like...
For adventure or whatnot.
Okay, well...
Would you prefer...
Let me just talk it out. I already know my answer, but I'll talk it out. I like the idea of both of these because you're remote and it's like an adventure, right? And it's also a little dangerous, I suppose, in the, you know, you freeze or dehydrate.
Or both.
And the winter...
I guess really...
Well, they're both very, very dangerous environments, but what?
No, but it's not about like...
Okay, but...
It's more about the adventuring part and the experience, not about survival.
So for me...
Like, it wouldn't just be you alone with no tools. It's
I understand. Yeah, you're going to be, like, with your Eskimo...
You're going to prepare for it and pack everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would choose, in this case, the desert, because who wants to go to the... The winter one is just... I don't know. I prefer the desert. I pick desert. I just happen to, even though normally I prefer cooler weather over warmer weather, because I feel like I can always put on more layers.
You should have seen when he came in here today. Schwitzed like crazy.
But,
his glasses couldn't even stay on his nose.
I guess that's one thing, eh? I'd have to wear my glasses.
You've already said number two, so it's done.
Yeah, it's number two. Desert. Thank you.
And we're done. Are we? No.
No. What? Only 20 minutes in, dude.
Hold on, we're doing the new segment.
Oh, yes. What's the new segment?
Tell us about Hawaii.
Hawaii is beautiful.
Tell us about Hawaii.
In truth, I haven't seen that many wonders of the world.
In 3D.
Although, when I think about it, when I went to Korea, which was like when I was 14 or so.
Hold on, I missed everything you said. But it's not about me, it's about the listening audience. But wait, have you been to Hawaii before?
No.
Have I been to Hawaii before?
Have you?
No. Okay, tell us about Hawaii.
Hawaii is beautiful. I was only on Maui, which is not the big island and not the smallest island. It's kind of in the Goldilocks zone, I guess. It has a volcano. It's all the islands, I guess, are kind of young, and they have young coral reefs, so they're not like those jagged coral reefs. I did a lot of sightseeing.
You're talking a mile a minute, Han. Calm down. Now, President Obama... went to Hawaii when you were in Hawaii, but
yes.
He went to a different island.
He was on a different island.
How many islands? How many big, normal...
There's like, I guess, seven sizable inhabitable.
And which one did he go on?
The main one. I don't know what it's called.
And what? Just like, how's Maui compared to the main one? Is it the next? Is it like next door island?
It's kind of next door. You have to take a plane between islands. There's like a 20-minute plane ride or something.
Okay. Now, I looked when you were there just on the map where Hawaii was, and I couldn't believe how far it was from...
It's far.
It's like way out in the ocean, really. Really.
Well, it's like... So, we're in Toronto, and it's a five-hour flight about to Vancouver, and it's another 5 hours to Hawaii.
Yeah, it's like... Like, if someone farts in L.A., you are not going to smell it in Hawaii. I'll tell you that right now.
Although, in Vancouver, they found all that jet salmon flotsam from that Japanese... hurricane and...
If you want a drink or you want a snack, now's the perfect time to...
Why?
I thought you were going to talk about some... Jetsam stream from...
No, that's all I'm talking about.
How was the weather? Is it always good weather? Like...
So December is the rainy season, but when it rains in Hawaii,
it pours, I know.
I'm doing the... What do you call it? Quotes.
What stays in Vegas happens in Vegas? What?
It rains for like... 10-15 minutes total throughout the day. We had one really rainy day, like us. That's
so there's,
different. But
there's clouds mucking about over there.
So because there's a volcano, there's a mountain and a volcano there.
Oh,
and
yes.
Valleys and whatever. The cloud stays on that, and other clouds come off it, and there's a little precipitation. But mostly, it's mostly sunny. It's still mostly sunny, even December. And the highs were around 26 to 28. At night, it would get down to 20, 21. Nobody has air conditioning. They just have fans everywhere. Well, actually, that's not true. But most places, some places do have air conditioning, but it's not really necessary.
So I would hate it there.
It's like warm, but not hot. And there's always
like Charlie's
fans.
Theron? Charlie's?
Charlie's.
I should have picked a different name that I could pronounce.
I know. I thought you were going to say Charlie's Angels.
Charlie
she
Kaufman.
What are the questions? I saw a lot of animals.
No, what I'm wondering is, this is unrelated to Hawaii now, although it's related to Hawaii.
I saw dolphins. Hold on. Turtles. I like turtles.
Rah, rah, rah. Like, in the middle of the ocean, is there clouds?
Yeah, of course.
Like, just clouds go across the ocean?
Yep.
They're, like, on the next train to the next continent?
Well, they're from... Yeah.
I don't know.
And it rains on the ocean. Dude.
That's a waste. Raining on the water. Ooh. The fish are like, no.
It's kind of like the sea masturbating, yeah.
Okay, now we've taken this to a level that is inappropriate for minors. Thank you very much. The whole mining industry, really, is offended by that. Okay, so...
I guess, no, proto-humans are not miners,
golf?
But...
There's a lot of golf, eh?
There's a couple golf courses. It's actually... They have an interesting history. They used to do a lot of pineapples, but now
no,
it's
we're,
like sugar...
No, we're good, actually. Sugar,
tourism is their biggest industry. They also have a very high suicide rate.
So they make tourists? Suicide?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
You can get out on that?
I guess, I think I read that every third day someone commits suicide there. They just have a lineup.
Is it like a...
you take a ticket when you arrive.
Yeah, exactly. You get really depressed waiting 2 days.
You roll a D4, and if you...
Oh, no, no. Is that the... That's like the pyramid one? Not a pyramid.
Yeah, a tetrahedron.
Tetrahedron. Because a pyramid has five sides, really. Right? Pyramid is like four on the base?
Yeah.
Nerd alert! And what'd you do? You went with who? Some friends of yours?
Yeah, a bunch of friends. It was a wedding.
A bunch?
A wedding.
I went alone. Whoa, a wedding?
Yeah, there was a wedding there.
Did you even tell me this when I asked?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't think you did.
Jenning got married.
You didn't. I can't believe this.
I just blew your mind on the podcast.
Stealthy Han, eh? Never try
to
talk
to Han
about it.
You
didn't forget. I asked you about it.
I didn't tell a lot of people.
I asked you specifically about it afterwards.
Okay, well, I'm telling you now.
Oh, why am I always the last to find out? What?
Didn't I tell you?
No, you didn't, because you're Stealthy Han. You never say the whole
story.
Well,
you were in Vegas when I told you anyway, so.
No. No.
Weren't?
No, I wasn't. And this was like 3 days ago when I asked you about Hawaii, like... Okay, let's not make this... Let's not have a new segment called Han versus Dave.
Han versus Dave show?
Okay, so...
Yeah, I went swimming.
Is there a casino?
I snorkeled. I don't think there's a casino on Maui.
How big is Maui?
Maui...
Like, comparing it to the GTA and / Ontario...
It's not a big island. You can drive it in a day, mostly. Drive around it. The only problem is that... Like, one side of the island is all cliffside.
So it's like 1,000 kilometers?
I don't know how big it is. It's not that big.
Is it bigger than my dick? Anyways, see how he couldn't answer right away? You had to think? Interesting. He's never seen it, but I'm just saying. are we on? Okay. Interesting. So...
Yeah.
Do you want to go there again, or have you done Hawaii?
If I would go there again, well, it's... I might.
Did you meet any...
There's no ladies.
Ladies. There's no
on
ladies?
On Maui, there's no... There are women, obviously, but it's more of a family and couples destination rather than single
like
guys having fun. So,
are there other
really...
islands in Hawaii that are more suited
for... Yeah, there's Honolulu. The city of Honolulu is much more suited.
Honolulu. How come Han didn't go to Honolulu?
That would be very funny, yeah. And meet someone named Lulu.
Or Lou.
Two Lous.
Oh, kinky. Okay. So that was our new segment. Tell us about Hawaii.
That was Hawaii.
I don't know how often we'll do it.
Probably not for a while.
Are you psychic?
Some people... Wait, are you thinking I'm psychic right now? Because I can tell when you're lying.
I would like you to tell me, if you don't mind, what symbol...
Circle.
Did you see it reflected?
No.
That is good.
Aha.
We're doing
it
with replacement. No, we do with replacement.
Oh, boy.
That was weird. The circle just flew out. Is this all circles? Okay, so I have 5 ESP cards, the Zener cards, or circle plus square, wavy lines, and star. I picked one at random, faced it towards me. Han looked at it and knew right away it was circle. But does he know what this one is?
Square.
So ends
Fudge!
Han.
Give me those. Give me those. Cause I was
no,
gonna say,
take those.
What? Oh, we have our own.
Yeah, we had our O's every time. Our O's?
O-R-E-O's.
We've had our own every time in 9 episodes. 10 now. You haven't noticed.
No, that's not true. Because we haven't always used
this
deck.
Are you trying to stall for time by shuffling that is square?
Wavy lines. Foil us both.
I think we never say wavy lines, ever, and then that's when we always lose.
Who wants to say wavy lines? That's the that's the forbidden one of those. So.
Lol alert.
Why don't you do a one of your segments that I probably don't have?
Okay, celebrity quote.
Yes, I don't have that.
This is a segment I believe we retired on Han's protest, but
because
I
it's retarded.
Brought it back. Okay, so here's a quote. And the answer was someone, male or female, who was in one of the Batman movies. Okay.
Okay.
So, when I was thinking of the other two to add to make three options, I picked other Batman-related people, Batman movie-related people.
What? I'm confused. What's going on? Okay.
No, I was just saying, okay, here's a quote. It's fun to be on the edge. I think you do your best work when you take chances, when you're not safe, when you're not in the middle of the road, at least for me anyway.
So this is an actor celebrity.
Yeah.
Or
an actor. And the actor is from one of the Batman movies, so it just seemed weird. Somehow, like, just by that name, you'd know, oh, it has to be that person. So I just picked other people from Batman movies as the three, the other two people. You ready?
Oh, I get it.
Who
multiple
said
toys.
This?
Right, okay.
Okay. Who said this? I'll say it one more time very quickly. It's fun to be on the edge. I think you do your best work and you take chances when you're not safe, when you're not in the middle of the road, at least for me anyway. Was it, whoops, Danny DeVito? Michael Keaton or Chris O'Donnell?
So this is one of those ones where you could be zigging or zagging. The obvious or the inobvious.
How is there an obvious one in that?
I would have said Michael Keaton is the obvious one.
How? But how do you even... Oh, like, that's so Michael Keaton.
But I'm going to go Chris O'Donnell because he hasn't done any work.
It was Danny DeVito!
What?
It was Danny DeVito!
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Okay. Yeah, we'll try this. This is stupid. And now I'll just do another of my segments you don't have.
So he's saying that the Penguin is on the edge?
He's not saying it because of Batman. That's just one of his personal quotes.
Oh, what? Oh, I totally misread it.
Good.
So okay. You just happened to mention other Batman people, but it's not. He wasn't making this
I'm
quote
just saying,
in reference
I,
to
I
being
found,
on Batman.
I just randomly looked up. I just picked Dan DeVito, found a quote,
heavens.
And then for some reason I thought,
okay,
like,
worst segment ever. Go on.
Wow.
Do you see what happened? I thought he was talking about his character in Batman, and he was saying
maybe he was.
Well, he could have been.
Because that's not a regular character.
Okay.
I've never seen you play a penguin. I've seen you play with a penguin sexually, but I don't mean... I've never seen you act the character of a penguin.
It didn't start off sexual.
I know, but it ended up. Like most of your...
But only
human
avian
animal.
Sex.
Okay, dangerous wager.
Oh, gosh.
This is a question I ask you, and if you get it right, you get $1,000,000.
Okay.
And if you get it wrong, nothing. Like, you don't give me anything.
It is dangerous.
It's just dangerous on my behalf.
Okay.
What is the population density per square mile of Singapore? And I'm giving you within two.
Within two?
So you're giving me a number, and this is the number of people who live within a square mile of Singapore as of a recent date.
Singapore country or city?
I can't give you that information. Also, I don't know the answer.
Population density
Singapore
per square
is a
mile?
Country.
I know.
Yeah.
Per square mile?
Yep.
This is really funny because I don't know what the population is like there. What's their chief city?
But you know what the funny thing is? I'll give you a hint. It's less than a million. Okay. So you have a 1 in a million chance, better than 1 million chance to win $1,000,000. This is like where you want to be.
So I got to think of like how many square miles Singapore is, and then think about how many people live there, and I can figure out the average of people per square mile.
You don't want to put too much thought. All you want you want to get a general number, and then guess, of course, and then maybe you can get lucky. But obviously, you want your what you're guessing.
238.
What are you on crack?
2,330.
You still on crack?
23,000.
18,943.
Oh, shit. It's much smaller than I thought. Okay.
No, it's not that. It's just dense. Like, it's not necessarily small.
It's dense. That is dense.
Yeah.
18,000 people per square mile?
Well,
think about how big a square mile
okay,
is.
Okay, but you know, downtown Toronto, there's like 100,000 people in a square mile.
Okay.
So, a dense, small country that's kind of like all downtown, like everything, it's going to be very big.
Wow.
You did not win $1 million.
I know. But I just figured it was very lush and lots of forest, but I guess I didn't count for how dense those dense parts are.
Wait, I should have said it's insects, not people. Anyways, okay, so there goes the lame segment hour.
That's not lame, because I learned something that I... About Singapore, anyway. Or about my ability to guess what population
density is. No, I know you've learned.
Are.
There's a lot of women there per square mile. And if you went
fertile
there,
women.
You might be able to get laid.
Fertile
There's
women.
A lot of women or insects. Either way, Han can get lucky.
No, Dave, in my society...
Yes? Hold on. I can't do my society...
Okay, well, I'll do one. You
until...
Just did... What?
Actually, no, I changed it. But we should do Time to Hate first.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, let's do Time to Hate.
I'll start.
Well, no, I'll start.
Han, please start.
My time to hate... Now, I thought about this a while. I hate them, but now the more I think about it, it's like, why would I hate them? But what I hate is like...
Is this Mexicans again?
Well, you know, how they...
No, don't. Just go on.
I hate lyrics websites. When you're like listening to a song and you were like, oh, what are the lyrics to such and such song? Like, because okay. You want to sing along or you just want to know what the heck is that guy
right.
saying? So you start typing it in Google and you get like a plethora of like insane number of lyrics websites. And I just don't like all these ones that are like lyrics 1, 2, 3, lyrics for you, top lyrics 1, 2, 4, 5. It's just like this is the... I don't know. It's just like this crazy... Let's just...
I should have went first.
Copy everyone else's lyrics and make a new website so that we get some people to come to our website. You know, and get some ads. I hate all those...
Okay.
Just fill the space with the same mashup stuff of over and over. So that's why whenever I do that, I always, like, go through Google and then I try to find one that's actually, like, related to a band I'm interested in. So that I'll get all that other stuff. I just
okay.
hate those lyrics... But when I think about it, you know, they're providing a free service. Why should I care? Even if they're not accurate or they don't care about the accuracy probably too much.
I'm changing. Okay. That's interesting.
But
I'm changing my time to hate. Okay.
You hate what I hate.
I hate your time to hate this week.
Why?
Because, as you just said, like, first of all, I use it all the time. We're always listening to something. We always wonder what they just said, whatever. So we look it up. It's like... You just pick... I don't even know... I don't know the domain of any site I've ever gone to
I
look
know,
up.
Because it's like this crazy flooded market.
But of all you don't hate this. This is a time to lie, because you do not hate that.
I do.
It may bother you, or you may find it odd, but do you really hate it? Like, are you wasting hate on that?
I am.
Wow.
I'm going to spend some of my hate on that. Because
well, actually,
I feel like those people are the same people who spam and...
But... Are they really?
And who do internet
obviously,
hoaxes.
Obviously, there's ads on the sites, right?
Yeah.
And then so someone just sets up a 1, 2, 3 lyrics, they get all their data from some other site, and then they make $3 a month. And you're upset about that?
I am. Because to me, it's like, do something with your life, dude. Do something with your life.
I doubt that's their full-time job. They could be in Hawaii.
Are you saying we should make a 1, 2, 3 lyric site?
No. Again, that was a chair. My original time to hate, which is being scrapped for just hating this Han's time to hate.
Okay,
this,
just tell your time to hate. We have lots
okay,
of time.
Is not really. Like there's Bookie Look and there's...
okay, well just hate!
My Favorite Rapist. There's a lot of things still I have.
Just tell us what it is.
The Favorite Rapist or the Time to Hate?
Time to Hate.
They're actually the same.
On.
What? What's Han doing?
Go.
Are you a mute? What's going on? He has a Kleenex.
I'm going to blow my nose. I want you to talk.
He's taking off his shirt. I don't know what the hell's going on here. Hot, what? Put that back. What are you... Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
Hello?
Anyways, my time to hate are people who do not walk on down escalators. They're like...
Why?
They're like...
The escalator's through the walking part.
No, I don't have to walk anymore because this machine will take me down.
Yeah,
I don't have to waste my energy. Ever walk downstairs? It's basically like it's like a slinky. You start walking and then like you don't have to do anything. It's just... So they're blocking people who want to go to their destination. I don't even like people who don't walk on up escalators, but I'll give them that. You know, some people it's hard to walk upstairs. But, you know, and so not walking down escalators, or I'm combining this with blocking access to walking on either direction escalators.
How would they do that? Like,
no, they take up both sides. So you can't pass. There should be a passing lane. And I've seen that. Actually, I don't know where. Like, I think in the States somewhere, like, there was a yellow line, and it literally said passing and like, and chilling. I don't know what the other one said.
I wonder what kind of car driver you are.
Well, I've given up driving because of road rage. So, no, but it's just funny how, like, say you're going from one end of a mall to another end. So you're walking, and then you're like, I'm stopping now. I'm not going to walk anymore because this machine, I'm going to let the machine.
Yeah. It's like a little rest, a respite.
Are you that tired from walking, you fat fuck?
No, but it's like, why should I? For the sake of like 4 seconds or whatever?
But when you don't walk, you're deciding everyone behind you shouldn't walk? Is that where this is going?
I guess the thing is, like, has social convention come to... Is the social convention you must always walk on the escalators? I don't think it is.
But... You
understand
the right.
you gotta move out of the way.
Yeah, because
pass.
Exactly.
That happens all the time. It's like, excuse me, I want to pass. You're standing.
But it's more than just like, yeah. Anyone who doesn't want to walk can be on the right. I'm like, that's generally good, right? So you can always pass. But I just don't like the idea of the people just not walking on the downward because it's almost automatic.
You're asking me if I hate those lyrics websites and. Now, I almost feel like, are you really going to waste hate on these people who happen to be taking advantage of this little ride?
Okay,
it's a ride.
I'm going to... No, but I hate people who prevent me from walking up or down an escalator.
Okay, the blockers I can understand, but you can just ask them, right? You do ask them?
No, what I do is I go right up to the stair behind them, so I'm breathing down their neck, and then I'll just give a negative vibe. But I don't actually ask. I'd rather...
What? See? That's
I'd rather
what I'm talking
stalk
about.
Them.
That's haunting, practically. That's practically haunting, and I'm the haunting master.
No, I don't go, hey, anyone else want to walk at this point? Okay, now let's go to In My Society. You had In My Society?
Right. In My Society...
Which, by the way, is a scary place to live in.
Wonderland of joy...
And tears.
enjoyment. In My Society, all
Hold on, I can't even remember one of your In My Societies from episodes 1 to 9. I don't remember anything about your society.
Something about bicycles, I think, and menus having all the calories and stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That was the last one.
Okay, so what's your latest?
Anyway, my latest is free Wi-Fi. Every building, when it's built, has free Wi-Fi. All buildings have Wi-Fi.
What do you mean by buildings? Like condos?
Houses,
like residential?
Condos, offices, whatever.
So internet providers are done?
Internet providers are done. Whenever a building goes up,
but the building has the arrangement, right?
Yeah.
Not the tenants.
Not exactly.
So,
and you just tap into it.
Okay.
That's my society.
I think there's some cities that are kind of going that direction, right?
I think it just should just be that way. Like whenever you're in a building, why should you be like, oh man, I can't get internet. Bah! Forget that! You have internet
everywhere.
We're
definitely moving that direction, right?
I feel like we're getting there, so maybe this is towards My Society. Joy and enjoyment. But anyway, yeah, in My Society, all buildings are built with internet built in, Wi-Fi built in.
I remember now one of your My Societies, women had to have double C breasts or larger, right?
No! I like variety.
Or double C or smaller, sorry. I forgot, anyways.
What?
In My Society... Similar to the escalator thing, in malls,
So is this, these are all related to Christmas shopping.
No, the escalator thing was from today. In malls, there's like a passing, there's like a walking lane, and then a pondering, gawking lane.
So there's designated walking paths.
So if you're, yeah, if you're walking down, you're like, do I need shoes? Then you step aside to the passing, pondering, gawking lane. Okay.
Right. The pausing space.
So you'll find it like packed with like Asians and women. All.
And me.
Like groups of, you know, I'm not racist, obviously, because Han is Russian. But, you know, there's just always giant groups of Asian people who I like. I like Asian people. Not like
me.
Like.
Not so much.
Yeah, you're right. So there's one racist here. We know who it is. But they're like, sometimes they take up the whole like walking area, and like that's not right. No large group.
Well, they do that
block
for health and sanitary reasons.
Reasons. Anyways, there should be just mall, like just like passing lanes and mucking about lanes. That's all. I'd like to see that.
I understand that. What is that? I guess that's in my society, but it's almost a time to hate too. But it already is kind of convention.
There is a link between in my society down to hate. Because
yeah,
anything you hate will be the opposite in your society.
Yeah.
Like in your society, there's only one lyric site called lyrics.com.
Yeah.
Did you hear a parrot just sneeze?
I would not force that to society. That's just my personal beef.
Oh, there'd be huge fines and jail time in my...
People are getting shot down and...
No, not shot down, but just arrested immediately with force.
Tasered.
Because there's cameras. Like, they'll pick up a ponderer in a passing lane like this.
They just have people on those Segways.
I have a way to impress Dracula.
Oh, you bring... It's an old throwback.
We couldn't remember what... I think we retired it because it was so dumb.
It made me laugh too much.
But if we didn't retire it yet, we will retire it after this.
How do you plan to impress Dracula?
By juggling trained bats. Okay?
What?
Okay. So here's what you do. You know,
funny how bats come again into this.
I know, but I didn't know you have bats in yours, right? This is...
Yeah.
Why are you petting the pillow very creepily?
It feels nice.
Okay. So here's what you do. You get some bats.
Mm-hmm.
You get, have to get, like, you get, like, 10 to 15 bats.
Okay.
And you train them to be part of your juggling act.
Possible.
Okay. So here's what, so first of all, you know, Dracula likes bats because I think he turns into a bat sometimes.
He can turn into a bat.
Yeah, okay.
But if he's a bat, can he impregnate other bats?
That's a separate question in a separate segment.
Or does he get
so,
impregnated?
Normally, if you want to juggle 10 balls,
whoa,
you have trouble.
Oh,
you,
yes,
throw, you can throw them all up, but gravity will always come down, right? Here's what you do. You train the bats to stay in the air until you do some sort of hand signal. So, like, so you're juggling bats, and they're staying in the air magically, flying
in spot. And
they
fly into your hand
and
when
then you
talk,
like, yeah, so they go in a line, so you could, like, juggle huge amounts.
Wow, you put a...
I know.
That's a great act, actually.
So, first of all, it's a great act.
I want to see that now.
And... It, you know, first of all, it's even possible, eh? Like, if you could train a small bird or a bat, whatever, like, this is in the realm of possibility to be a very impressive act.
Yeah.
Something we should think about after the podcast. But, and then the bat thing is a good Dracula draw. He's like, wow, I could be up there too. So,
he's,
I think,
like,
that would,
I like the third one from the left.
Would literally impress Dracula.
That's a, yeah. That's a good one. Okay. I like that one. That one has something for everybody.
Kids, moms, everyone will like it.
Yes. Okay. What have we not done?
Bookie look.
I am done with mine.
Nerd
so
alert.
It's you.
I have a nerd alert,
these
a bookie,
you know,
look, a skeptical topic.
So just choose one.
Name that rapist. I should stop saying rapist. That's like... Although, you know, you hear the latest in the rape news?
No.
First of all, I do not like rape.
What's the latest?
I do not condone
rape.
I've never raped. I do not like rape. I've never been participated in a rape in any direction. So I just use it as, you know, like, for comical, you know, nothing's funnier than rape kind of thing.
And a bad poor taste way, but yes, okay.
Yeah.
So, what's the latest rape news?
The latest rape news.
Latest rape news.
Latest rape news. And I'm against rape. I'm 100% against rape.
Okay.
If anyone listening here and has raped anyone, we don't like you,
and stop
we don't want you listening. To us. We don't want you listening to our podcast. Thank you very much.
No, I hate rapists.
You can go back to what's his name?
No, they have troubled minds and they got obviously issues. That...
Unsubscribe, basically. That's my instruction to you, Ryan. I mean, to the whoever.
What's the latest rape news? Somehow,
latest
this
rape
segment
news is that men are now included in the legal definition of rape. This was like early this week.
I don't get it.
There's some sort of legal definition of rape, or there's some sort of the biggest rape organization has some sort of definition of rape or something.
Rape pro or rape anti?
The legal definition of rape.
Okay.
I believe in the past had to do with a woman, but now it's a person.
So, oh, I see. So guys can be raped.
Yeah. I'm not saying they should be raped. I'm saying legally they now fall under the definition of rape.
I'm not sure that's big. Is that big news? I don't understand how it is.
It was a CNN headline for like 2 days.
Yeah, but why is that such a thing?
Ask Ryan. I don't know.
How does that change anything?
I don't know. It's just rape news. The segment says rape news. Isn't it going to be like, we don't have to...
Rape news magazine?
Okay. Where were we here?
Well, read one of yours. What do you feel like? What do you
talking
about? Nerd alert.
Like Bookie Look, Nerd Alert is morphing into what we're currently playing. Because Bookie Look is what we're currently reading.
Okay. No. Do what you're currently playing.
I'm currently playing Star Wars: The Old Republic. This is a mimography, as I like to call them. Oh, God, that's disgusting. Which is a MMORPG, which is a massive multiplayer online role-playing game.
Yes, okay, so Star Wars.
Which is
I didn't realize it was released. When did it happen?
It was released on the day it came back from Vegas, December 20th.
And it's fully out there.
It's totally out there, dude.
How much is it? What's the pricing scheme?
It's the usual. It's... $59, includes a free month, and months are $14.99 or cheaper, depending if you get multiple months at once.
Okay, so you've played it for...
Standard, like...
You played it for, like, 2-3 weeks now?
Yeah. I first chose evil, to be on the evil side, because...
Uh-huh. Were you a droid? An evil droid?
Some nerds I knew were on the server of evil. Not the server of evil.
You know
they were
nerds?
Evil on... Was I a nerd? What?
You know nerds?
Yes. But I gave up that character because the evil side was too evil for me.
You had to kill nerds.
No.
You had to rape.
Because you could come at me. I wonder where droids fit into the new definition of rape.
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet, but you're working on it. Anyway, so now I'm a Jedi. Thank you very much, Jedi Shadow.
Can you be not a Jedi?
I guess
you can.
You can be a smuggler.
Smugglers are almost as strong as Jedis, yeah.
I don't know what else a non-Jedi is on the good side. You can be a bounty hunter on the evil side.
That was always my problem. It's like, there are too many Jedis. But anyway, so you're a young Jedi.
That was your problem in real life? Like,
No, when I heard about the game coming out, I was like, everyone's going to be a Jedi or an evil Jedi, whatever, Sith Lord. And everyone's going to be like, here's my laser sword, and here's my
laser sword?
Power that can move things.
You're pretending you don't know what those are.
I do. So, anyway, so you're a Padawan or whatever?
Now, I am a... No, I'm a Jedi. After level 10, you're a full-fledged Jedi.
Oh.
The game is very different from other mimographies because it's very story-based. So every time you get a quest or something, is like a cutscene with like dialogue. All the dialogue is voice acted, and there's stories, major big stories that follow you through the whole level progression. That's quite different from the other ones.
Interesting.
But I always like to pick a stealth character who can kind of go invisible or in stealth. So I believe that always ends up being a negative, as it does for sure in this game, because normally when you have to get somewhere, you have to pass through all these monsters, all these mobs, all these droids and stuff in this game. So normally you have to fight your way to get to the thing you have to get to, right?
Yeah.
But when you're a stealth character, you can always go around them.
But you miss out on the experience.
And then you miss out all the experience. So now I'm on like the final quest of the prologue, which is like a 20-plus hour huge thing up to level 15.
And you've snuck past your way to
there. No, like 2 or 3 levels below where I should be to fight this last guy.
So you got to farm a bit.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a solo thing, so I can't get other people to help me. So, yeah, so now I have to, I'm too weak to fight this guy, so I got to go somewhere and kill like a million things to catch up.
So it's doing all the side quests?
Yeah. Huh. But there might be a whole set of side quests that I missed that would help me, but I haven't seen them.
Interesting.
I don't think so, though, honestly, because I've done every, like...
Well, that's a very frustrating thing. Like, you should be able to play, you know, the style you want.
I know, yeah, exactly. It's kind of like, you're right, I'm doing something I want to do, but then I'm getting penalized that everyone else basically doesn't have to...
Yeah, you're being forced to do battles, which is not...
Doesn't even follow the place, the character I am. Like, I'm not a stealth guy, so I could just kill everything in front of me.
So do you yield 2 lightsabers, or what's the story?
I have a double lightsaber.
A single double, or
like a double-edged.
Okay.
And somehow all my, like, good powers and stuff, you can only use the double-edged one instead of the single. But I can't upgrade, as far as I know, the double-edged, but you can upgrade the single one, so... Nerd, this is aptly named Nerd Alert.
Okay, so now, that's kind of something you missed.
Let's wake... What? It's already... How did it come 56 minutes? What
you
the hell?
You talked for a while, so...
Wow.
You could do maybe one more segment. And then parting thought.
Let's...
If you do this
let's
enough...
Let's do a little bookie look.
Okay, do it now.
Okay, so are you reading something currently?
Well, I'm reading all the same books. I don't have any new one. That Steven Pinker book is long. Anyway.
Okay. Well, first of all, I got Mistakes Were Made, which you mentioned.
Yes.
It may have been pre-Bookie Look. Was it just so you mentioned it or something? Or was that an
no,
official
Bookie
Look?
No, I mentioned Bookie it on Look. Bookie Look, yeah.
Probably the launch of Bookie Look.
Possibly.
Yeah. I guess we've only done 2 before this one. Anyways. And I find it a little boring because... Basically, the whole book is saying, it's talking about cognitive dissidence.
Right, but there's really chapter, interesting stories.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like, and here's an example, this study, and here's another example, and then like, chapter 2, here's another example. Like, it just, is there something new? Or
no, there's definitely, if you look at the chapters themselves, they definitely talk about different aspects. It's not the same thing about cognitive dissonance. I mean, yes, the book as a whole is about people...
It's kind of just repeating, like just giving you study
there's
after study
stuff.
After study after study.
There's more stuff. But there's a lot of facts in there, that's for sure. There's a lot of...
Don't get me wrong. Each little case is always like mind-bogglingly interesting. But it just seems like we're covering the same topic over and over again, that's all.
But, no, okay, well...
But I'm only on the end
better.
Of chapter 2, so I've read 2 chapters, basically. and one interesting thing is, I don't want to get into the details, but... The day I started reading...
So this bookie look is about a book I already bookie looked.
But I'm reading. I'm bookie looking. I'm looking at the book. The day I started reading it and then just got the whole gist of it, like that evening, I experienced full-fledged cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance.
Because you were wrong about hunting.
No, that was absolutely not. That's true. I guess I'll just... Very briefly, we have no time. We're so bad at time management.
I know. Just say it and then we'll finish.
So... Sometimes I have guests over and they speak another language, Spanish.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know Spanish, but everyone else kind of knows Spanish, except for one person who kind of doesn't know Spanish. So often we're all here chatting, mucking about, and then it breaks out. They all start talking Spanish.
Yeah.
So I complained about it recently. I said, like, you know, whenever you start talking Spanish, I don't know what you're talking about. You're all laughing. You're like...
You don't get to participate. Who wants that?
Exactly. So I complained about it, and then the response was like, oh, yeah, well, you know, sometimes you go to the computer and then you just ignore us, so, you know, so we're speaking Spanish, you know, you're not even here anyways, you know, so, you know, that's why we're speaking Spanish.
Interesting.
To me, that was total cognitive. First of all, I only started going to the computer because I always were talking Spanish. I'm like, well, screw this. I'm going to do something where I can understand. Like, yeah. that caused me to go to the computer. And it's like, it's not a reason why, like, it justifies them to speak Spanish in front of someone who doesn't speak Spanish. Like, it just seemed to totally fit it. Like, right. And it happened the day I just started reading the book. I'm like, yeah, now I understand. It was neat.
It is. I really enjoyed that book. You see cognitive dissonance everywhere. It's insane.
Now, I think, I bet you everyone does. I don't really do that much, but I probably do. Because that's, they keep saying that. Everyone thinks they're kind of immune to it, but everyone's doing
it. Yeah, you do it inherently. You're
hardwired, yeah.
Yeah.
But as you know, I'm a little weird in terms of not following society and stuff, so.
You just don't follow society.
I'm just doing it again, right? I'm trying to. Okay, we only have time for a parting thought.
Yeah, that's it.
My parting thought is simply don't take a shower. Don't feel like you have to take a shower every day. You know, just because society tells you, as I was just saying. Uh-huh. Just take a shower every second day or whenever you feel like you need to, and then you'll save a lot of water for the whole world. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dave.
I was just going to say, that's on my dating profile. I don't shower every day. And I'm Hog.
Ouch.
Wait,
see ya.
That explains a lot.
How do you pause this? Stop, record?